And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The country's top labor agency says that Starbucks broke the law when it shut down a Colorado Springs store last year after it unionized. The National Labor Relations Board wants Starbucks to reopen the store along with two dozen others across the country. Employees who lost their jobs could also get back pay. Starbucks says the closures were part of a normal business operation. The complaint will go before a judge next year. The Colorado School of Mines football team plays for a national title today. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on the Mines offensive leader.
Ordigger quarterback John Matoka's record-breaking season has been the catalyst for the team returning to the NCAA Division II football national title game. Last year's Harlan Hill Trophy winner, given to Division II's most valuable player, set the all-time career touchdown record in all NCAA divisions with 189 this season. That includes 161 passing TDs.
CPR's Tony Gorman. The Ore Diggers take on Harding University today at 11. And a bill from a Front Range congresswoman aims to provide support for people in recovery from addiction. Representative Brittany Pedersen's bill puts more money into programs that provide recovery services. It's part of a package of recovery bills called the Support Act, which passed the House this week. Pedersen's mother suffered from an opioid addiction. She's in her first year in Congress, and this is her first bill to pass the House. This is CPR News in KRCC.